A very sad farewell for me this morning. Artist and illustrator Ronald Searle has died at the age of 91. He was perhaps one of the world's most awarded artists. He was recognized many times by America's National Cartoonist Society. In France, where he lived at his death, he was awarded the country's prestigious Legion d'Honneur. He's been called Britain's greatest graphic artist, and he's perhaps best known in the UK for his drawings of the St. Trinian's girls who wreaked havoc with hockey sticks and dynamite.
Before I leave this dump, I'm going to tell those little fiends exactly what I think of them. I face Rommel in Africa and the Japs in Burma, and I'm not going to run away from a pack of schoolgirls without giving them a piece of my mind.
As you might have gathered from that film clip, the anarchic cruelty of St. Trinian's owed a little something to Searle's experience. He was a victim of brutality during his 4 years as a prisoner of war of the Japanese. He worked on the Burma Railway for 18 hours a day. He was beaten. He suffered through diseases and saw his friends die around him. But Ronald Searle was one of a very small minority that survived, largely, he believed, because of the hundreds of drawings he'd done on stolen paper.
To go into those sort of circumstances of total isolation, total brutality, and total filth and disgust and slavery, if you like, marks your way, your outlook on anything you do or anything you relate to afterwards.
Ronald Searle speaking to our partner, the BBC. After the war, his work appeared in magazines like Punch and Lilliput. He worked on the Molesworth books, a series of books featuring his now famous chubby, very expressive cats, and he designed a number of films. His full-length animated feature, Dick Deadeye, is a feast for the eye and a treat for the mind, an incredibly intricate plot. If you haven't seen it, you should. For in 1961, for reasons which Searle said he never fully understood but never regretted, he left his wife, his 14-year-old twins, his home, and sizable income, moved to France, and started anew. There, he spent the rest of his life as a graphic satirist and produced several books about animals. We speak now to Martin Rosen, cartoonist with The Guardian newspaper in the UK. And Martin, although people in the US certainly don't know Ronald Searle's name as well as they know, say, Walt Disney, Ronald Searle has had an incredible impact and influence on the artists who've come after him.
Well, I think Searle's influence was sort of on several different levels. I mean, there are people of my generation and a bit older and younger who have had Searle imprinted on their minds from a very early age through the Molesworth books and through the St. Trinian's books. And I was just looking on Twitter, and there's vast swathes of people feeling a small part of their childhood has now died. But also, a couple of years ago, I did presented a program on BBC about Ronald Searle, and I was actually drawing to camera to show the way Searle actually draws, and discovering that, you know, if you use a standard nib, you get through about 20 in a line if you draw like Searle. He uses stuff like a chisel. And drawing those lines, I realized, actually, as any lines drawn by Ralph Steadman or by Gerald Scarfe are unimaginable without Ronald Searle. That he did something halfway through the 1950s. He did something with the line you get out of the end of a pen, which was quite revolutionary. And it's almost impossible to describe without actually looking at it. But he suddenly broke free of the limits of actually drawing a line in the way most people do it. And you can try and reproduce it, and you almost get to that point where you blot you scramble the nib and you blot it, and it's not like an explosion of blood. It's like a sort of bubbles coming out of champagne. It's extraordinary.
And it's absolutely unique. You know a Ronald Searle drawing when you've seen it. Ronald Searle died at the age of 91. That was Martin Rosen, cartoonist with The Guardian newspaper in the UK. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.